If one has an offence preferred against them, usually it's the police who then record statements from that person that is finding out what the response or the attitude towards the charge or the charges of the person. Then the Constitution requires that the person should be brought to court within 48 hours of their arrest. So I think this is what happened. And she appeared in court because the offence of attempted murder is what we call a third sexual offence, meaning that it is one of those serious offences if you're looking at the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act. So what it means is that it is an offence which only the High Court can deal with insofar as the bail application is concerned. So when you appear in court, you are just being brought in for a routine remand because that court then does not have, the Massive Court does not have the jurisdiction to entertain the bail application unless, of course, the Attorney General has consented that that court should have jurisdiction. So I think that is what happened. So what she should do is then to proceed to file an application in the High Court in respect of the matter charge. In respect of the other offences, he is at liberty to place before that court where she has appeared either a written application or an oral application through her attorneys for bail. That court will determine those charges. But perhaps for convenience, they will file all those single application, encompassing all the charges that she's facing.
Mr. Ncube, your last word in terms of, Mrs. Chiwenga's chances of being granted bail?
Look, the Constitution says everyone is presumed innocent until they are proven guilty. That's the overriding principle when it comes to bail matters. Obviously, I'm not privy to, the issues that are involved. But from what we have seen, I think we have had more serious cases. People have appeared in court on murder charges, on treason charges, they've been admitted to bail. So all the court needs to do is to put in place appropriate conditions to ensure that the accused person does attend court.